It's actually very exciting for us to have this particular exhibit in this building, which is new to the garden, but quite old. It was a historic building on campus built for the senior women students in 1911 by a famous alum, Julia Morgan. Art is finding a real place in the garden, and what could be more appropriate than these exciting plants? And in fact, in looking around, we find that we have almost half of the plants drawn in here are now growing in the garden.
The Bartram's Franklinia is the plant most associated with John and William Bartram. This piece right here is illustrated by William Bartram, whereas the contemporary piece here is by Karen Klugline. The significance of this is the name. It was named by John and William Bartram for their great friend, Benjamin Franklin. I wanted to point out the seed capsules of the Bartram Franklinia. This is found in the fall. It is believed that all the Franklinia trees in existence today are direct descendants of the ones collected and propagated by John and William Bartram. I had always wanted to be an artist. I wanted to major in art in college. My parents sort of steered me away from that, but I took a lot of art classes. And I had, I suppose, a revelation when my first son was one. And I started painting and that decided at that time that it was my calling and that I would focus the rest of my life on botanical art. We were given an extensive list of all of the plants that John and William Bartram collected, and I chose to illustrate the American persimmon because I love to paint fruit, and I found this one just a brilliant example of a fall fruit. The artist, Carol Hamilton, so skillfully set the heart-shaped leaves floating on suggested water with the opening buds towering above. This plant can reach up to 6 feet in height and unfortunately is becoming rarer in the field, and 4 states have declared it endangered. This striking coxcomb flower was skillfully painted by Carrie DiCostanzo, who so beautifully captured the undulating petals and the rich velvety texture. This is a plant that can be found in many gardens in the tropics.
This garden was founded for plants, for research on plants, but since then we've taken on a much greater mission. We are very interested in education and conservation in a large sense of the word. And so I think it really brings the art world into the garden world and enriches the whole garden as well as the community.